You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Hey now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh-ah.
Hey. Yeah. WMDX 92.7 on your radio dial. You can also listen to us on the internet, the tubes.
Yeah.
Just check us out on the Civic Media app. Tune in and turn on and then text us or voice note us.
Yes. Or you can call us 608-879-8255. Oh, yeah. Right. We still have phones that work.
Yep.
We have partly to mostly cloudy skies this morning. Looks like a nice day ahead of us, but it's going to be warm and humid again.
Yeah.
We're back to that. Mid-80s this afternoon. Yeah. So, that's,
get rid of it. Yeah.
And then some showers and thunderstorms on the way for the weekend.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and it's Friday. That's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, the Friday is really a great thing.
We're going to be...
Should we tell everybody what's going on?
Well, I don't know. You want to... Should we share or not? Let's keep it a secret. What we got planned.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's all bottled up inside of me. I really have to kind of get it out there.
Okay.
We're working really hard on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have a number of different shows to do. We'll do the morning show again.
As usual, yeah.
Yes, and then Monday. We're filling it for Pete Schwabba.
Yeah.
What?
Hey. Monday night. Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday night, right?
Monday and Tuesday night, yes.
All right. Nice, nice.
Dom, good and morning to you.
Good morning, good morning. And Pete reached out to you, right?
No. I'm glad he reached out to you. I mean, you know, what else should we know?
Nothing. I don't know.
You seem very hesitant to tell us. Is there something we should know about it?
No big deal. No
big
deal.
He's setting us up for something.
No, okay. There's a guest that I know that's going to be on the show, but I don't know if I want to share that right now. Am I allowed to share that right now?
Sure.
Yeah.
What we were talking about before the show?
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Well, I think so. If it's confirmed.
It's confirmed. I'd say Todd Elba is coming on the show on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah,
great.
As a guest.
All right.
You know, we've never talked to Todd on the air before, so that'll be fun.
Yes.
Talk to him off the air occasionally, see him around the hallways.
That's right. Now, now the trick here is not to talk politics.
Well, we're not going to do any politics on Schwabba's show. It's an entertainment show. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be fun. Different things to talk about, movies, books.
Got all kinds of guests lined up. They just haven't confirmed yet.
We got some really interesting guests lined up.
Yes, we do, but we can't really say because we don't really know if they can make it or not. But we'll find out later today.
Can we just live off that? Can we go on the air for 2 hours just saying, you know, we had some really good guests lined up. They just didn't call us
back.
Catherine's asking us, is this pirate radio?
Yeah, we're taking over. Yeah,
that's it.
That's right. We're just going to take over.
Yep.
I guess Pete's taking a vacation or something. He's off, I think, most of next week.
He deserves one. Yeah. He deserves one.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've always wanted to do entertainment on the show. We just never had a chance to.
Yeah.
And then when Trump became president, it sucked all the air out of the newsroom.
Yeah, that's it.
Just all of a sudden, this is it. This is what we're stuck with.
But it'll be a little weird doing the morning show and then coming back to do the evening show.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a little stressful.
And we'll be going home at 8:30 at night.
Right.
Ready to go to bed.
Not being able to sleep and then getting up early the next morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be hell.
Whose idea was this?
I don't know.
You know, he should clear this next time with us. You know, at least give us a half a year notice.
Yeah, it's going to be busy next week.
Yeah.
And then we have the night market next Thursday, too. So there's another one we'll be up late for. We're not going to get any sleep at all next week. That's all right. We can take it.
But we don't sleep that often anyway. Hey, no. The Gen Zers, they don't sleep.
Yeah.
So
how much sleep do you get, Dom?
I was just going to say, yeah, last time I went to bed at like 11. So, yeah, I don't get much sleep.
Like 4 or 5 hours? Five hours, maybe? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not enough.
Yeah. Think about everybody driving into work today. Huh?
Yeah.
They don't get enough sleep either.
Yeah, why is that? Okay.
And the lights were bad when I came into work again. They were good.
The stoplights?
Yeah, they were good like a couple days ago. They've been good this whole week.
Yeah,
but today,
they have been.
Today, they were the worst, at least from my experience. Mm-hmm. I had to stop and go every single light.
Well, what street are you going down? What's your main
Mineral
thoroughfare?
Mineral Point.
Oh, Mineral Point.
Mineral Point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
It took me forever.
Well, you know, you got to wonder, you know, if the city is doing this, you know, area by area. They nail a University Avenue area, then they move on to, you know, Mineral Point, and who knows, maybe Park Street next, and East Wash, and, you know, Willie Street, Atwood Avenue.
Just messing with those stoplights,
willy-nilly. Road.
Yeah, all those main highways.
Yeah.
They get, they have to time out the stoplight. They have to test things out from time to time, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Pam Yockey, catch up with the fabulous Farm Babe. Mm-hmm. A little bit later on, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson, some of the news items from this week. And Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview. It's also Free Ticket Friday. We'll have a 4-pack of tickets to give away to an upcoming Brewers game. And we'll give away more VIP passes to our Downdrins Distilling, our listener appreciation party. So that's coming up as well.
Yeah.
Many, many things coming up. You're shuffling through your papers there.
I am. You know, I'm looking for this one particular story for Pam Yockey. I'm hoping I can find the Jeff Bezos lab-grown salmon.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's fooling around with Mother Nature and making his own fish.
That's right. There I
Why
found
not?
It. I found it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, good. I think we're going to catch up with Pam Yockey, discussing a little bit more on her Canadian farm tour and, some of these items, like Bill Gates butter again, you know, Bezos is working on fish.
Yeah. Gates
is working on butter.
She was going to look that up and find out more about it after we brought it up the last time. I piqued her interest. And the Bill Gates butter. We never actually played the Bill Gates butter story for her.
Oh.
It's a little long. I mean, we could just play the first part of it.
Yeah.
And give her a taste, so to speak,
of
the butter story.
Yeah. And also, Wisconsin cranberries. We're number one in the nation for cranberries.
Oh, we are.
Once again.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah. So.
Fantastique.
We'll find out more about
that. As they say in France.
Is that what they say in France?
Fantastique.
Yeah. Do you have any big plans for the upcoming weekend? Anybody? Don, what are you doing?
I don't.
How's your ankle? How's your leg?
It's getting better. I don't like going to the doctors because I don't like calling to go to the doctors. I just like taking a Tylenol and that's it. But it's been pretty good. It hasn't been too bad. I don't think I'm going to soccer again. I think I'm done.
You're
first
done
and last time. Yep.
Really?
Calling it quits. I'm packing my bags.
One time you're
up.
Done. Okay.
Yep.
And Trump is getting ready to fly off to Alaska. Meet with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's happening. So we'll keep track of that. What else?
I'm just
what are you, what are you looking at?
Pam is looking forward to the Bill Gates butter story. So that's great. All right. Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay. Well, should we do what's going on? What's happening? What's worse? What's
we got a few
better
minutes,
than
we might
worse?
As well.
What's.
Yep. We might.
What would you do? What? Where are we going?
You're just not seeing it with enough reverb.
Okay. Would you rather?
There we go.
What?
Would you rather?
See, that one's more, I can hear that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you alter that?
I did alter a little bit. First question.
Really?
Would you rather have to do a handstand after every meal or only listen to The Baby by Justin Bieber for the rest of your life?
Baby, right?
Like, baby.
I guess a handstand, you know, as long as I can physically do it. But I've never been able to do it. Miracles upon miracles.
Yeah, I'd rather do the handstand than listen to anything by Bieber.
I really like that.
Do you like that song?
I really like that song, and I'm willing to listen to it for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Because I don't really want to do a I don't like doing handstands.
Do you have a sample of that song?
I can find it. I can find it for the.
All right. Yeah. Well, not now.
But. I don't even know if anyone else wants to hear that song, though, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Would I recognize that song?
Yeah, I think you would.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
All right. Good. Second question. Uh-huh. Would you rather be unable to use search engines, so like Google or whatever, ever again, or always be 1 hour late to things?
Well, that's an easy one. I can always be a few hours late. So that's where I'm at. I'm already doing that.
Wait, what's the first choice again?
Unable to use search engines like Google. Yeah, I think I knew John's answer before he even said it.
Hmm. Yeah. I like using search engines a lot, so yeah.
You'd be 1 hour late to things every single time?
Yeah, I don't like being late either. I'm usually early.
Most of the time. You are.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm on the fence on this one.
I would say be 1 hour late. One hour late.
How could you be on the fence on this one?
Yeah,
this is an easy one.
I'm using Google
now. Be fashionably late. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You like being
all right,
time?
You talk me in.
Okay, there you go.
Good job.
Talk me into it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Imagine not using Google ever again. That'd be terrible.
Well, you can't do that.
We lived for decades without it before, somehow.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we used to have the recording of the tubes, right?
Tubes, yeah.
Remember the...
The band?
Yeah, well, the internet, you know, it's a bunch of tubes.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like
the
big...
The internet is a series of tubes.
That's it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I love that.
Good enough. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
You know, it's not a dump truck. You don't just pour stuff into this dump truck and it all gets hauled away. It's a series of tubes.
Okay. Hey, guess what? It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets.
All right.
And we're doing this every Friday through the summer. And guess what? We're doing it again today. All you need to do is listen for our keyword to enter this statewide contest. I'm about to reveal that keyword in just a mere moments. So this is for the Brewers game coming up on Saturday, August 23rd. That's next Saturday, week from tomorrow. They're playing the San Francisco Giants at AmFam Field. This is for a 4-pack of Brewers seats, great club-level seats. So our show's keyword for this time around is first, like getting to first base, okay? First.
First.
F-I-R-S-T. Do I have to spell it for you?
No,
yes,
you
don't. I do. It's in the rules. Spell it out. First. Okay, this is a statewide contest, so text us the word first on your Civic Media app, which you can download for free in the Apple or Google Store if you don't already have it. But text us the word first, and you're in for the 4-pack of Brewers tickets to the game on Saturday, August 23rd versus San Francisco. We'll draw some winners later, and we'll let you know, okay?
All right.
All right. And a little bit later on, we'll have more VIP passes to our Downdrins Distilling Listener Appreciation Party. That's coming up. So much to get to. So much to get to.
You know, we were talking about Bill Gates' butter and everything like that, but Bill Gates, he's making some news out there.
He's
saying it's the end of the smartphone era. Mm. That's right. He's replacing it with something else.
Some sort of chip that goes in your brain.
Wow. Well,
that's what I'm guessing.
I don't know. What could it be?
Or new eyeglasses.
A tattoo with everything. Integrated circuitry?
Oh,
who knows?
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that's something to think about. When we come back, we'll talk to the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, just getting going on a Friday morning. John and Gordy, WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
LSD,
Lakeshore Drive,
WMDX 92.7 on a beautiful Friday morning, last day of the work week. I know we're all just chomping at the bit to get out there in the lawn and start doing some yard work before it gets too hot today, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to get into the mid-80s this afternoon. Right now, 67 degrees with partly to mostly cloudy skies. And it's time for us to check in with Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Morning, guys. I agree with you. It's beautiful right now. I'm waiting to see what it's going to be like. The Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show starts today up in Baraboo.
Oh,
I noticed that the temperatures they're projecting are going to be closer to 90 by the time the crowd starts showing up on Saturday or Sunday. So, you know, that much more resembles the August that I know in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a fun event. And the kids just love going to that thing, taking the tractor rides. And
it's very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking at
the weird, there's a lot.
The weird machinery that they have there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was just going to say. There's a lot of education goes on for young and old up there because they've got this year. One of the organizers told us that they've got a well drilling machine that's back. They hadn't the one fellow that had recently kind of demonstrated quit coming. Mm-hmm. So that's back. They'll be making shingles out of wood. Just a lot of different things. Blacksmithing, if you've never seen that in action, they've got demonstrations there. So it's not just about the tractors or the engines that you see. It's also about the real work that they try to demonstrate for folks in the different buildings. So if you get a chance, like I said, it's only $10 for adults, 12 and under are free. That's not a bad way to spend an afternoon, you know?
No.
Yeah, so much to see up there, and it's easy to get to. You just take Highway 12 up there and look for Sand Road. And,
you know, it's part of my past, you know, taking the kids up there. They love getting on the tractors and taking the rides with some of the people that, you know, invite them up on the seat. And it's great stuff. I wonder if they'd get into it now at 26 and 23.
I think they might be a little, but, you know, never know.
You never know.
Yeah. You never know.
I see a lot of people that grew up in it and maybe are, you know, have a professional career, but they'll keep a tractor on the side for parades or something like that. So you just never know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned a few things about your Canadian farm tour that you took, and we talked about wine, dairy, you know, the bison. But what else was there that you guys experienced on that Canadian tour?
Well, part of the reason why we're going to see the weather that we are this weekend, including possible measurable rains, is the weather pattern in Canada that's going to influence us this weekend. Mm-hmm. My weather guy was telling me that this morning. And, you know, when we were on our Canadian farm tour, we made our way from Calgary all the way across Canadian Rockies to Vancouver and Vancouver Island. And you can definitely tell there's dry areas, which, you know, they talk about the wildfires. They don't talk about the impact on the people. One guy that I visited with was Bob Wilson, who owns Morningstar Bison Farm. He's on Vancouver Island. Now, anything you're going to do in agriculture on an island is going to be difficult. If you need fertilizer, you've got to bring it over. If you're going to market your products, you got to take it over. And when I was talking with Bob, I was doing my interview, a helicopter with a water bucket flew over. There was a wildfire that was only like 3 miles away from him. Mm-hmm. He'd already started to feed his bison supplemental alfalfa cubes to try to get them ready for the winter. And he was trying to market his bison and bring the herd size down because of the lack of feed. So he was getting about $10 US a pound for ground bison, about 11 and a half a pound for roast, and about $13 a pound for steaks. He was sending those animals across on ferry to be slaughtered and processed in Alberta. Then they sent the meat to Montreal. The bison meat circulated around Montreal and even made its way in to the eastern United States. So, you know, there's demand out there. But, boy, like I said, anything you're going to do on an island is going to be difficult. And I wish that when they did some of these wildfire stories, they'd take a little closer look at the impact that this was going to have, not just this year, but for the foreseeable future on a lot of the farmers that are trying to eke out a living in that area.
Okay, we're talking about bison, but what about beef? You know, I understand there's a beef shortage in this country, and we used to import, just kind of fill in the blanks where we're short.
Yeah.
And one of those countries happens to be Brazil, which now has this huge, huge tariff on it, 50%, I believe. So that's limiting the amount of beef we get from at least Brazil, which is contributing to the high prices we're seeing in the market.
Yeah, and we're at 64-year lows as far as the number of cattle we've got here in the United States for beef, the native beef cattle. And now when you see the drought, you look at Montana, Colorado, Wyoming, they are in extreme drought. Well, if you don't have the pasture, if you don't have the ground to feed those animals, then you're just going to market them immediately. You're not going to build your herd. So same story as what Bob Wilson told me up in Canada. Same thing that's plaguing our beef industry. If you don't have the water to make the pastures lush for cattle, then you just flat out can't have the cattle. And that situation in Brazil, most of the cattle we bring in from Brazil are used in our ground beef industry. We call that the lean. We raise such top quality cattle in the U.S. We need the Brazilian fat beef, the fat side, to come in to grind up our beef. But you're right. Yeah. It's not going to change anytime soon, I'm afraid, either.
All right. I think we're running out of time for
the minute,
Bill
minute
Gates butter.
Did you do any research?
Monday.
We can do it. I've done
my research. We can do it Monday.
Okay. we'll wait till Monday, and we can talk about also Wisconsin cranberries having another great year.
And I believe we could still talk about the weather network going in.
Yeah.
We'll do that. You want to do that next week?
Yes.
All right. All right. We've got it all.
Keep it on the to-do list, boys. Okay. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Pam,
you
have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. It's Pam Yockey, the fabulous Farm Bay. Midwest Farm and Food Report coming up next. And we'll be back with Idiocracy for a Friday. John and Gordy on WMDX Madison.
Out in your face just for kicks. His bedroom window, it is made out of bricks. The National Guard stands around his door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie Farr no more.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, they're dumb all the time, and that's why we have Idiocracy on this show, WMDX 92.7. John Peterson, Gordy Young with you in the morning, and Dom is handling the controls and the music choices.
Yes.
Good choices this morning.
Yes, excellent. We've got some sunshine mixed in with some clouds this morning. Temperatures will climb into the mid-80s. It's going to start to feel pretty steamy again. Some high humidity on the way, but right now 67 degrees, a good-looking start. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You know, Verlo Mattress is having a back-to-school sale. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. And that sleep sale, the back-to-school sale, rather, is going on all this month. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. That's verlo.com.
Well, all right. Now let's talk about high prices.
High prices.
Oh, we've seen them at the supermarket.
Oh,
we've got a lot of high prices out there. We're talking about the beef prices going right through the roof. I thought they were expensive before.
Yeah.
Before all of this.
Yeah.
Now they're really expensive, and that ground beef, as she mentioned, you know, that's where they get the fatter ground beef from Brazil.
Yeah.
And that stuff is not coming in to help with their beef shortage here in this country. So, how can we enjoy those burgers on the grill?
I don't know.
This summer,
not when they're so expensive.
Well, I blame Trump for this. Obviously, we shouldn't blame Trump for it because the tariffs on Brazil are ridiculous, and he's doing it because it's political. Let me just say that it's not.
You don't need to say anymore.
he's standing up for the former dictator.
Okay.
And wants him in power, back in power for some reason, I don't know. They'll do that. Anyway, let's get to a South Carolina Republican who came out there and said, hey, you know what? Excuse me.
Did he cough first?
You know what? I think high prices are good.
Yeah.
This is Representative Ralph Norman, and this is just an amazing thing. You've got to hear this, and then I'll give you my mega friend in Milwaukee, his reaction to this.
All right.
Okay, let's listen to Ralph Norman, Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina.
Time, Congressman, Americans largely disapprove of the economic policies of this president, at least right now. 55% say they disapprove of his job on the economy, 44% approve. Can you explain those numbers?
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people are seeing higher prices. I'm in the our family's in the construction business, and we get a lot of our timber from Canada and other countries. Yeah. Yes, it's higher. Steel prices are up, but it's for the good of the country.
Oh, there is.
And should we expect high prices for a short time? Mm-hmm. Yes, but overall,
short
we couldn't
time?
Keep going the
short
way we
time.
Were going. The cancer in this country was letting other countries rule the day and tax our products. And why should we run a deficit every month? And that's why this president is doing such a good job. And you can't go on. You know, poll numbers vary. They come up, they go down.
Sure.
But the bottom line is he's doing the right thing, and it couldn't come at a better time. And things will get better here.
I see.
Congressman Ralph Norman, Republican of South Carolina.
Ralph,
thanks for
You know, okay. Just all the things I wish the Democrat had said, you know, when there was inflation. You know, say, well, you know, polls and opinions go up and down. People approve, they disapprove of the economy. You know, don't worry about it. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Why didn't we use any of those excuses? Or the fact that it's for the good of the country, right?
Yeah.
And now that.
Sure.
That doesn't settle well with me at all.
The good of the country.
It's for the good of the country. You know, just pay a little bit more, then those prices will come down. No, we don't know that.
No.
You know, and in fact, I'm thinking not. You know, we had the supply chain, which really boosted the inflation levels, right? And then the greedflation took effect.
That's right.
And that was where manufacturers said, you know what, we can piggyback on the shortages. So let's increase our prices, make our products smaller, give people less of what we're manufacturing and selling in the stores, and we'll make a lot of money that way. And that's what happened with inflation. That's how that happened.
Mm.
But here, well, this is a self-created inflation, and I think, you know, it's not really that good for the country. It's not good.
Doesn't seem like it.
You know, we should, you know, let's get used to
high.
Why not just say let's get used to high prices?
Oh, sure.
Because it's good for the country. Why don't we just say that?
It's good for the big wealthy, you know, the wealthiest 1%, 2%.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting the big tax break.
All right,
I'm
going to throw a curveball in here. I was going to get to Tesla, but you know,
what are you going to do?
I feel a little warm and fuzzy this morning.
Feverish? No, what are you talking about?
Don't try to touch me.
Okay. Never.
All right, here it is. This is, you know, this is just something that I have to pass along to you. If you didn't check it out already, it's a father. He is he decided to review his four-month-old baby.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean he reviewed him?
He's going to review his baby. And and this is the audio. It's cut 82. Let's check out this review.
Okay. All
right. What's up, everyone? Here is my four-month product review of this baby. Okay, so delivery takes a while. 9+ months, but the product so far has absolutely exceeded expectations. Super lightweight, surprisingly durable, and that new baby smell is just chef's kiss. Now, the learning curve, steep, not going to lie to you guys, but once you figure out the whole kind of crying equals need something algorithm, it's pretty intuitive. Now, the smile feature is absolutely game-changing. You know, instant dopamine hit every single time. Battery life is only about 90 minutes, and sleep mode still has some bugs, but support says that will be patched in the next update. Now, performance, okay? This thing is a machine. Processes milk at just incredible speeds, converts directly to energy and growth. The learning AI is honestly impressive. You know, babies, they're a lot like having your own personal LLM if LLMs also peed on you. Now, the features, the cute factor is off the charts. Definitely enterprise-grade adorability. Advanced grip functionality, surprisingly good audio. You know, frankly, the volume could be a little bit lower. And pro tip, the cuddle feature is absolutely worth premium pricing. Overall, I would definitely recommend this product for families looking to scale. Yeah, they're resource intensive and they require significant investment. It's kind of like a expensive SaaS subscription with no cancellation policy, but the ROI is already showing massive gains in happiness metrics. So that's my review. Stay tuned for future product updates. Time to go change a diaper. All right,
That's right, baby. 3.0 is coming, I guess.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Quite the review.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Big thumbs up on the baby.
Well, thank you.
Boy, that was warm and fuzzy.
It was. And cute as hell. Yeah. Oh, and I got to tell you, the baby was adorable.
Oh, yeah?
Just adorable. Just sitting there, you know, not really understanding anything that's going on. I had sunglasses on, you know, just to, you know, keep the identity.
Oh,
secret.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to Tesla. Tesla's European sales fell by 45% on average in July compared to last year.
What?
The drop is most severe in Germany with a 55% drop and the United Kingdom 60% drop. Okay. Hmm. Now, BYD, if you haven't heard of that, that's the Chinese EV giant. They're selling cars all over Europe. They can't sell cars in this country, but BYD is the most fantastic futuristic EV made. They really put everything into it, and it's only about $20,000. So, you know, UK at least, they can enjoy it, and Germany can enjoy it, and Europe is enjoying it, but we're not doing anything here. But if they did come into this market, it would be an unfair advantage.
Okay.
Definitely an unfair advantage. But anyway, BYD, the Chinese EV giant, their sales have quintupled.
Wow.
While in the UK, they have quadrupled. How many more versions of this can I read? Signaling a shift in consumer preferences, competitors are surging ahead of Tesla at this point as Tesla drops by 45 to 55%. Now, Tesla's board, get this. I don't know what they're thinking. Tesla's board of directors wanted to hand Musk a huge $29 billion pay raise just to stay with the company. He's costing $29 billion a day.
What?
Oh, man. I know, it's a bizarre move. Yeah, in fact, it gave Musk significant control of the company's board, the board that's voting on this, which means Tesla sees Elon as the best-suited leader to address the company's challenges in the years ahead. I think somebody's on something that they shouldn't be taking.
Wow.
And I'll be honest, you know, I've been very soft on Tesla. I think, you know, Tesla is an EV. People are buying Teslas because they care about the environment. And I said, just keep buying them. But, you know, they should get rid of Elon. Right? At this point, I have absolutely no pity for Tesla. If they can make bad decisions like this, who needs them? I've got my Kia EV6.
You're fine. You got the space car. You're good to go.
I'm good. Yeah. I am. And I heard, was it on, I think it was on Todd Elbow's show.
Yeah.
He was talking about the color of vehicles.
No, I didn't
Do you
hear
like
this.
Yellow or red? Now, this is their question of the day, right?
Okay.
And they had people who were really ripping into yellow.
Yeah, well,
It had to be a specific car or yellow does not work, right?
Ah, okay.
Right? Yeah. Like yellow VWs were kind of cool, right?
Okay.
No?
If you say so.
Okay, well, you know, it's a clown car. All right. But anyway, red, I guess, was a little safer. The third safest car because it's visible. People see the red. And red has good resale value. And red is one of the most popular colors. And as I mentioned on the show, my space car is red.
Yes. Well, it's kind of a burgundy red, right?
What kind?
No. I'm colorblind. I don't know.
No, you're right. It's a darker red. They always give this darker red to all the cars.
Okay.
I don't know why they're afraid of fire engine red. I would prefer fire engine red personally.
Would you?
Yeah, I would actually.
Wow.
You know me. I really don't prefer red. But I bought a red car, but it didn't really matter to me. I really wanted a black car, but they're the least safe car out there because no one sees it on the road.
Okay.
All right.
You're all over the map on that.
Am I really?
Yes.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Hey, John.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're going to bring something up.
I do have to bring something up because, you know, we're having a big listener appreciation party. I don't know if you've heard this yet or not.
Oh, I know. Could you fill me in,
please? Well, Dowdren's Distilling, we're having a listener appreciation party out there, and it's happening on September 6th, Dowdren's Distilling in Cottage Grove. We're going to get everybody together. This is open to everybody. It's open and free to the public. You can come to greet us and meet us, and we want to meet you, too, and say thank you for listening. This is happening, again, September 6th, 3 p.m. That's a Saturday at Dowdren's Distilling in Cottage Grove. And on top of that, we're giving some lucky listeners a chance to win VIP invites to take a free tour of the distillery and tasting some of their spirits and also getting a WMDX swag bag with all kinds of goodies in it. So to enter, you can listen right now as I tell you what the key word is and get on your Civic Media app and text us the word melon. That's M-E-L-O-N, melon. You know why it's melon? Because they have a watermelon brandy.
Oh, that's why.
Dowdren's. Yes. So text us the word before 8 a.m.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You need the room, you need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing,
swing, swing, swing.
Oh yeah,
WMBX 92.7, it's swinging.
Yes.
Here on the show, John and Gordy in the morning with Dom.
Mm-hmm. Looking really pretty nice in downtown Madison. State Street has got partly sunny skies and temperatures about 67 degrees. We'll see highs in the mid-80s today. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. They're helping people change their lives. They've helped out John Peterson. They've helped me out.
Yeah.
They can help you out, too. Just call them for an appointment, 608-249-4077, or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take a hearing test there and go from there. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center.
All right.
All right.
Have you noticed that the leaf blower guy and the street sweeper, they've kind of steered clear of us? In fact,
why is that?
The sweeper just went right by here.
Yeah, the street sweeper did, but we haven't seen the leaf blower guys for quite a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
maybe the leaves are just
maybe
fine
like
where they are.
Covered, I guess. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, let's continue with Idiocracy here. Dismantling the Voting Rights Act. Gerrymandering, good stuff, right? I mean, they just love this. It seems devoid of an agenda, an actual social agenda of some sort. I don't know why. Mm. Just coincidence? The megas are a step away from taking away all levels of government. How wonderful. Now, this is really small government. And, of course, overthrowing democracy at the very same time. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know who this person is that's narrating here. It's another web wisdom. But he hits every mark on this. And these are the things we've talked about with attorney Jim Santel as well. So
yeah.
This is Cut 83. And let's listen to Dismantling the Voting Rights Act. All right.
Okay.
The Supreme Court is trying to hide its plan to prevent black people from voting and rig elections for Republicans. This is bad, like very, very bad. Last Friday, the Supreme Court dropped a hint towards their plan to destroy fair elections. You probably didn't hear about it, and that's part of the plan, according to Pema Levy and Mother Jones. The court's announcement that it'll pick up Louisiana v. Calais signals they're ready and eager to dismantle the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The monumental legislation was a major turning point for the civil rights movement, guaranteeing equal protection for minority voters and that their districts would fairly and accurately represent their populations. The Voting Rights Act was necessary because previously, white people literally owned black people, so finally giving them access to fair elections was the least we could do. The case in Louisiana was brought forth by a bunch of racist white people who say that the Voting Rights Act is racist against white people, saying that the equal treatment of minority voters is actually discrimination against white voters, partly because of racism and also because people of color color and black people are more likely to vote Democrat, Republicans want to make it so that they have the legal ability to gerrymander the shit out of the country to make it harder for their votes to count as much as white people's votes do. What's happening in Texas is just the beginning. All states will be able to gerrymander elections to serve the political party they favor, and a state that is only 40% white will be majority white controlled. None of what's happening is a coincidence. This is a well-thought-out, well-coordinated, and well-researched attack on many, many levels. Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation, along with other leading conservative figures, have been working on this plan since pre-Reagan, and their plan to capture all levels of government, including the courts, has worked. I usually try to end my videos with some hope, but for this one, I can't find it. This is just scary, and we will fight this together.
All right. Okay. Wow. I like to leave people on an upper note there. Anyway, that's a good summation of just about everything we've talked about with Jim Santel anyway.
Yes.
All right. And this is something, too. Republicans are, believe this or not, reprising an attack line from last year's presidential race for elections this year.
What?
And next, by the way, betting that anti-trans messaging will help them counter Democrats running on GOP-led cuts to Medicaid and other parts of the Trump policy mega bill. Now, my head is spinning on this one because I don't remember the anti-trans messaging as being the pivotal point during the last election. The last election was all about immigration.
Mm.
That's what I remember.
You're
I don't know. You know, I was there.
No, I think you're right.
We were talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we did talk about some of this anti-trans messaging, but it wasn't that big a deal. Now they're bringing it back as the main deal. Mm. They don't have immigration anymore.
Yeah.
So do you think this is the message they want? This is the hill they want to die on? Anti-trans messaging. All right. And by the way, I think the Democrats have a better message, and that's, you know, do something about the cuts to Medicaid. I don't know. I think there are a lot of people feeling like that's going to be a big problem.
Yes.
And there is also, by the way, and I don't know if I have it handy here, but they're thinking about more cuts.
More cuts.
Yes. House Republicans are now pondering whether to pursue another major legislative push involving Medicaid and Medicare later this year. They want to cut it more. The GOP may make steeper cuts to Medicaid this year yet.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2026, a major fight over government funding looms, as well as the expiration of the ACA tax credits, which I've been talking about here on the show, which could lead to drastic hikes in some Americans' health insurance premiums. I mean, these are premiums that are going to go right through the roof. My kids and my wife is still on the ACA, and we have seen huge increases, not only because the ACA tax cuts or the tax credits are going to go away, but at the same time, insurers are saying because they're going away, we're going to raise our rates. So there are two things going on, and the ACA is going to be almost too expensive for anybody to be a part of anymore.
Yikes. That's not good news. Okay. Well, speaking of news, we've got that next. Also, a weather update. And we're going to check in with Savannah Tomei Olson. She's going to give us the latest on Black Restaurant Week in Madison and Hippie Christmas. We'll find out about that and a whole lot more for John and Gordy on a Friday morning from Madison, Wisconsin. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.